The Coram Deo Church Community is a church rooted in the gospel of Jesus Christ and committed to living on mission in the city of Omaha. For more information, visit cdomaha.com.
What are some of the things we're anticipating and looking forward to in 2014? As we prepare to move into a season of prayer where we're going to pray together, I want to let you into what we're trusting God for this year. On Friday night, we gathered all the members of Coram Deo together. The members are those people who have committed to this church and its vision and mission. They really get no benefits for membership other than the responsibility of taking responsibility for each other. And so we gathered Friday night just to celebrate what God has done and look forward to what God is going to do. And in doing that, we wanted to just bring you into that so that we as a church together can be clear on what it is we want to pray for and work toward this year. And so I want to share with you some objectives for 2014. We really grabbed kind of three phrases and built our thinking for the year around them. Our mission as a church, our mission statement as Coram Deo Church, is that for the glory of the triune God, we want to bring gospel renewal to our city and region by making disciples and planting churches. So that's really what we want to be about. Making disciples, planting churches, and through that, seeing God bring renewal in our city. Now, that's a big and lofty aim. And so every year, we try to break that down into a few discrete elements. What does that mean this year, right now, in this moment? And so I want to give you three sort of action goals, objectives, three phrases to have in your mind as we go into 2014. First of all, we want to unite the family. That's really one of our rallying points this year. Here's what that means. It's easy to be disconnected. Coram Deo is a church that's very decentralized. We sort of organize our life around missional communities. There's 40 of those right now throughout the entire city. And even the room we meet in here on Sunday mornings can feel distant. It can be hard to get to know people. So we want to give ourselves this year to very intentionally trying to unite the family, to bring a deeper sense of community and togetherness and knowing one another. The second thing we want to be about this year is to pursue discipleship. Obviously, if our mission is making disciples, we need to be intentional about that. And so this year, we want to pursue discipleship. If you're not yet a Christian, that means we want to invite you to meet Jesus, to become his disciple, to help you understand what is the gospel, what does it mean to believe who Jesus is and what he's done and be changed by that and be his disciple and his follower. If you are a Christian, this really looks like a lot of what Pastor Dusty preached about last week. How do we engage spiritual disciplines? How do we give ourselves to the means of growing up in Christ? The way Dusty said it last week was, I don't want us to be the same people a year from now that we are right now. That's really what we want to do in pursuing discipleship, is to grow. And the third objective we want to give ourselves to is to prepare for the future. We see this as sort of a year of preparation to do some bigger things that are ahead of us. Specifically, there's two things I want to mention in light of that. One is, a year from now, we want to plant a church or a congregation in Bellevue. Right now we have, you can clap about that, that's exciting. So right now we have 8 missional communities in Bellevue and about 100 people that are part of Coram Deo. And so we really see that as ripe and fertile ground to plant a church there in a year. And so this year we want to do the work of getting ready for that, putting all the things in place, beginning to chart out that strategy and get ready to do that at the beginning of next year. Secondly, we want to prepare for purchasing a building. Now, that's a long-term objective. That's one of those things that is kind of a dream and a vision that we want to see become reality. We love Westside Middle School. We love this space. We think it works great. But honestly, it's very limiting because the only time we have this space is on Sunday mornings. And so we can't do anything else in terms of getting together and having a headquarters and a base for mission because we don't have the facility. Some of you guys know that earlier this year, we took a run at the old Temple Israel building on 70th and Cass. We made offers on that, tried to lock that up. The deal did not get put together. Some of that might have been God's providence. But some of it was we didn't have enough money in the bank. We didn't have quite a consistent and full enough strategy built out of how we were going to go about that. And so really we found ourselves responding to an opportunity rather than being proactive. And so this year we want to give ourselves to better preparation to be in a place where we can do that. So we're sort of like that family who, got married, starting to have children, we're living in an apartment, and we're kind of saying, man, it'd be nice to have a house someday, to not be paying rent. We need to start setting aside some money to get moving in that direction. So in light of that particular aspect of preparing for the future, Here's what you're going to see. Every time we do a giving update this year, every time we put a slide up that says, hey, this month, here's what we're trusting God for. We try to do this on a monthly basis to keep you informed giving-wise. It's going to look like this. It's going to say, here's what our operating budget is, $99,375. And then additionally, here's what we want to try to save for a building, $17,000 each month. That's double what we've been putting away over the past few years. If we do that, by the end of this year, we'll have $500,000 in the bank ready when an opportunity arises. So that means our monthly goal, budget-wise, is $116,375. Here's why we're going to show it this way. Because I want you guys to know that every month that we fall short, what we're giving up is a building. Okay? So I want you to sort of feel that angst of, man, if we ever want to have a space that belongs to us where we can use it as a headquarters for mission in the city, it means we've got to meet that goal. And when we fall short, that's what we're sacrificing. That's what we're giving up. So unite the family, pursue discipleship, prepare for the future. We put these all on a card that we want to invite you to take with you this morning. It's at the connection table, and you can get one on your way out just to help you pray. So if you're the kind of person who would maybe stick this in your Bible or in your journal and just join us in praying around these things this year, we really want to pursue these together. And so I'm going to ask Pastor Dusty to come up and lead us in prayer about these things and that God would be faithful to us as we pursue this year. Let's pray together.
Heavenly Father, we do want to pray towards these things. God, I want to pray that you would bring unity into our family. God, we know that it's easy to come into here on Sunday mornings and just know that a couple of people, it's easy to just stay in our missional community and just know those few people. God, I want to pray that you would unite us beyond those relationships. And God, even in those relationships, would you bring a sense of unity and depth to the spirituality, to the health of those relationships? Would you bring unity? God, I want to pray against Satan in this area. I know that he would love to cause disunity. And so God, would you keep him at bay? And would we do whatever it takes on our part to step into unity as a church in 2014? And God, in light of discipleship, in light of pursuing that, I pray that you would make last week's sermon applicable to us all year, that we wouldn't want to be the same people. God, I want to pray that we would take personal responsibility for our own discipleship. And God, at the same time, I pray that for the many people, the men and women in this room who are further along in their faith, that they would also grab hold of somebody, invest in them, and disciple them along the way. And so, God, would you help us to do that? Would you grow us up as a church? God, we're a young church. We're a youthful church. And at the same time, our church is roughly 8 years old. And so, God, I want to pray towards the future. God, would you give us a vision as a whole entire body, not just with a few elders or even a few members. God, would you give us an entire vision as a church body to want to see what we're doing right here, right now on Sunday morning replicated in Bellevue? God, this is stuff we can't make happen. We're asking you to do this in us and through us. And so God, I even pray for the people of Bellevue right now that they would begin to even get a glimpse of what it looks like to be wholeheartedly into Corumdale Kids, what it looks like to be worshiping as musicians and things like that. Would you begin to build those teams? Would you begin to build that momentum? And we want to just lay ourselves down and trust you for it. And God, we also know that churches don't have to have buildings. They don't have to be that way. But God, if we're honest before you, one of the things that we're asking you for is that we would not remain homeless by the end of 2014. God, would you give us a space to call home? I pray that this too would enhance discipleship, that it would enhance unity. God, this is also stuff we can't make happen, but we can be disciplined, we can be prayerful. Would you help us to trust you and to pursue it? And God, now as we turn our attention to hearing the word read and hearing the word preached, I pray that you would move in us. I pray for conviction, and then I pray towards repentance and faith. God, over the next few weeks, would you begin to poke and to prod us into this new series? In your name we pray. Amen.